It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Like a bad penny or the lower back pain that won't go away, inflation keeps turning up. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This inflation just keeps at it. We just got the official reading on inflation, and it's still running hotter than expected. Instead of the expected bump downward with gas prices down, the consumer price index went up 0.1% in August, meaning prices went up 8.3% in a year. Food and rent keep increasing as well. That news is clobbering the stock market. We'll get to that in a second. But first, analyst Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Exchange Capital Resources. Hey, Susan.
Good morning.
Susan, this inflation just won't tamp down. Did you see food prices alone went up 0.8% just in that 1 month, August? Food prices up more than 11% in a year.
Inflation is not doing what the Fed has hoped, and that would be declining. And instead, it's feeding into investors' fears that the Fed is going to have to take more action, trying to get these consumer price increases back down and in check. They're just advancing more rapidly than anyone expected.
Yeah, rent prices. I mean, despite the fact that fuel costs were dropping in the month in question, but you can see the effect in the bond market as well, not just stocks. We have the 10-year benchmark interest rate up at 3.45%. People are just getting rid of these bonds.
And that's normal market reaction at this point. Investors are prepared for the Fed to take action against inflation. Chairman Powell has been very consistent in his messaging. And we're about to go into another meeting and see another potential rate hike, which has been signaled. And higher interest rates ultimately make it harder for businesses to operate. And that's what spooks investors and causes stock prices to fall.
Susan Schmidt at Exchange Capital Resources out of Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A Senate Judiciary Committee hearing is scheduled to begin in just a few minutes, featuring the former head of cybersecurity at Twitter. The company fired Peter Zatko earlier this year, and he's filed a whistleblower complaint alleging Twitter's cyber defenses are deficient. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more on this impending hearing.
Yeah, David, it'll be interesting. Peter Zatko was hired late 2020, fired back in January of this year. And in that time that he was at Twitter, Zatko says he found a lot of problems with Twitter's cybersecurity practices. And among the most serious, Zatko has accused Twitter of possibly being infiltrated by foreign intelligence agencies. The most direct accusation is that the government of India may have placed agents inside the company to get data about users. Zatko also says there are too many employees with access to sensitive user information. And with regards to spam accounts, Zatko says Twitter misled regulators about how well it weeds those out. That falls in line with some of the claims from Elon Musk as he's been trying to get out of the deal to buy Twitter.
So Twitter's former head of cybersecurity testifying this morning, but lawmakers also have questions for the CEO.
They do. In fact, the Judiciary Committee sent a list of questions to Twitter's CEO, Parag Agrawal, and they're asking the company to respond to these allegations. Particularly on the foreign intelligence issue, David, senators pointed to a Department of Justice case against two Twitter employees, both charged with spying for Saudi Arabia. One was convicted just last month, and senators want to know what Twitter learned from that case and what changes were made. Lawmakers say they invited Agrawal to appear this morning. He declined. Twitter has responded publicly, though, saying it's tightened security, and it's called Zatko's allegations a false narrative.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. There are concerns in China that the country's strict COVID policies are leading to food shortages and keeping people from getting medical help. At least 60 million people in 33 cities and towns there have faced restrictions on leaving their homes since the start of August. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell filed this report.
Residents in locked down Chengdu have been calling out from their windows. During the mid-autumn festival, 16 million people have been confined to their homes in the southwestern city, and this was a way of cheering each other up. Further to the south, the same thing happened in Guiyang, another city, another COVID lockdown. This time, 4.5 million people were not allowed to leave their housing estates. In Guiyang, there's been the additional hardship of food shortages. This has been even worse in far western China's Xinjiang region, where the deputy mayor of Yining City made a public apology. Chao Shuigang acknowledged shortages of food and other essential supplies. He also said some residents were finding it hard to get access to medical treatment. In recent months, rather than easing COVID restrictions, Chinese officials have been applying them ever more strictly. In October, the twice-a-decade Communist Party Congress will usher in a historic third term in power for Xi Jinping. So at the moment, there's no greater priority for the government than social stability. In an attempt to reduce tensions, rather than speaking about lockdowns, officials are now referring to static management and censoring online posts which are critical of zero COVID. However, strict measures to return each coronavirus outbreak to zero cases have been smashing the economy here, which is bringing great pressure on the party at a time of increased political tension.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell out of Beijing there. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.